Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this focus so far to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. Perhaps I'll have more energy if I take a break and eat something. RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Well, hello, Emily. What are you seeing?
Hi. I love, this is my favorite assignment day, the missing voices. It always surprises me how easy it is to find those missing voices. Mm. There's so much on the top layer, and then just kind of sitting for a minute and, well, what else is being said? And mm-hmm. just get to this kind of lovely next layer of kind of more honesty and listening to her, like, it's kind of like, well, what is the heart saying about this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what did you get to?
Well, I was for giving. I feel like I'm kind of stingy with my time and attention to other people, mm-hmm. giving that to other people, like, this voice is like,
you
well,
hear that
I,
message.
You know, yeah, yeah. I kind of feel that, like, oh, there's not enough, and if I'm, you know, this person is wanting me to, even, like, listening to someone talk, sometimes there'll be this voice like, well, they're taking your attention and your time, and this takes some kind of energy to give attention to someone mm-hmm. else, and that's going to run out or something. There's not enough of that.
And Emily, I don't know if you just heard yourself say it, but if not, listen to it again, because what was clear in what you just said is what you're listening to is the voice that's telling you, essentially, don't give attention to them. Give it to me.
Yeah, yeah, I think
right? that's... Right, because you don't, they're taking your, you're going, yeah.
yeah.
So it's
yeah,
not an
I
voice.
Think...
It's just important to realize that, because otherwise when the voice says, well, you're stingy, you'll believe it's you, not that ego voice that is stingy. Wants all your attention for it.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. It talks me into don't be present. Be with.
Yes.
You know, it's saying be with. Give the time to you. You need that time. But then it's somehow taking it.
Well, the you. Well, the you is it. Right? That, I mean, that's the
yeah.
direct siphon. Yeah, because so I'll see your voice of ego. So just give that attention to you. You need to have that attention. Don't give your attention away to others. Who what are you attending to? Me.
yeah. 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 And so those missing voices were, well, I wish that I felt more generous with the time, with my time and attention, and I wish I was more generous towards myself, like just being able to be there and be attentive, be in the moment, be with whoever's talking or whatever's coming up in the moment.
Yes, yes. And Emily, this is a really subtle place, but you're ready for this, okay? When you wish that, what you're affirming is that you are not.
Oh.
I wish
oh,
I
wish
were different.
That.
But I'm not.
Oh.
Alas. Oh, drat. Okay, and what you're really saying, I project, what you really want is to affirm that. I'm going to make the decisions. I'm making decisions for me about attention. I'm choosing to attend to me, and me, I, Emily, want to choose where I attend. I'm not going to attend to voices in my head that, so you're, rather than hoping for something that, you know, you really believe is not the case, you're affirming. If all that weren't already who you are, you wouldn't be thinking about it. You wouldn't be aware of it. So it really is just claiming what is actually so, rather than going off into that imaginary world of how you are and how you wish you were and that you're not.
I wish.
I wish I were the right person, but I'm not. Yeah, you are. Okay. Yeah, you are. And you're ready to make your choices about where your attention is. It's your attention.
Yeah. So when you say that, it's more like I have the feeling of I'm taking charge. I'm choosing this. I'm taking charge.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The missing voice is, hey, wait a minute. This is my life.
Yeah. Okay. That's a
good
thing to work with. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Go happy.
You
Thanks
too.
For
having. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sherry, what dropped in was the, you know, as we're doing this process of revealing how conditioning operates, it's so clear how it manipulates language, right? Because I want to be the right person is what we're conditioned to believe we want to be. We want to be the right person. Mm-hmm. I wish I was generous. That is such a noble sentiment. Right?
Yes.
But if we don't pay attention, we realize that the absence of is always what conditioned mind is pointing us to, that we're not that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But actually,
that's the underlying message, right? Which is why what is the missing voice is so important.
Yeah.
Right? What's the underlying message there? Well, you're not.
Yeah. Well, and that I want to do something and I can't is an identification.
Mm-hmm.
With what is
and
not.
That's right. And so the way we were able to see that with Emily is there's the first layer of it, which looks one way, and then there's the next layer, which is meant to be seen as something completely different, but it's actually the same thing, just phrased in a different way, which I think is what you're pointing at, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and to recognize that wanting to do something but not being able to do something is the layer of, oh, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, right? It's the resistance to accepting what we are. And to recognize that as identification is so important. Because otherwise we just go around believing our inadequacy and reaffirming, as you said, what we're not.
And so I'll go along with ego if it can convince me that what it's saying I am is what I actually am.
Say more about that, Terry. I didn't follow.
Well, as soon as I believe what the voice is telling me, well, I'm stingy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, I mean, it's got me. You know, I'm living in this artificial world, but it's not going to occur to me that there's something else that's possible because I believe that that's true.
Yes. Well, and we've misidentified, right? We've taken on the ego identity.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Here's our
deadly.
Deadly. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Mark in Arizona, barely.
You're barely in Arizona, barely Mark, barely.
Well, all of those things. That's wonderful.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm about
what are you seeing, Mark?
Well, first of all, I definitely am watching the kind of ping pong match that goes on between various subpersonalities about giving or being generous. And as I was meditating this morning, I realized when heart is open, when I'm open, I have this experience of this enormous amount of energy just passing from the back through the front. And because of what I am, it comes out as love. It comes out as just this, you know, I'm overwhelmed really by the beauty and complexity and amazingness of everything, including, you know, inanimate object, what are potentially not, theoretically not alive or not conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And
at least that's how we perceive them, being not alive to them.
Right. I don't, actually. Mm-hmm. You and I have had this conversation years ago. Mm-hmm. To me, they're mm-hmm. all conscious. Everything. It's all consciousness.
mm-hmm.
And it's a continuum of consciousness. But so there's this enormous amount of energy. I mean, it's just way beyond imagination. It's just a stunning amount of energy that is available and passing through. And so from that perspective, there is no need to monitor the giving or the generosity or the willingness, really. Just mm-hmm. allow it, because it is. I don't think I could. I don't think I could ever. Right. It's beyond. The rest of it is a game that ego plays, because mm-hmm. it can't be stopped. It can't even be touched, really.
Well, and, it can't. It can't. But you can.
I can. Isn't that wonderful? That's kind of like a Tao, you know, the Tao passing through. It is what it is, and if I follow the river, then it's easier, and if I fight against the river, it's not so easy.
Right. Well, sense? And yes, however, even the image of it's passing through you fosters a belief that there is a you that is separate from that. And it's that belief that is able to appear to impede the flow, because we attend to something else. and as we were just talking about with Emily, what we attend to is our experience. So if I'm attending to something other than that flow of energy, then that flow of energy does not exist for me, because I've become a me who doesn't experience that flow of energy.
Right. Okay. So the experience of it passing through the heart is, as you also said to me years ago, how about the hara? And let's go to the toes and the top of the head, and I hear you. I think that's what you're saying. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, and what's the missing voice here in all of this?
Right. So there still is a voice which will catch me over and over again about, because I was raised and live and am part of an entire kind of enculturation that looks at energy, if you will, or any resource as being limited. And mm-hmm. so there comes a moment that says, well, but you don't have time, or you don't really, there isn't, you can't do that, or, you know, the list mm-hmm. is extensive. And that
it's
voice...
It's the I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Externalized. So now you're not saying I don't have enough, or I don't feel like it, or I don't want to, or whatever. It's you. Now ego has taken a position as outside of you, still being the subject of this with you as the object, right? But outside of you, telling you what your experience is.
Right. So I hear you. I totally hear you, and I will keep monitoring that. So I get caught up again because of the world that I come from, that I'm not doing enough, that I'm not politically active enough or at all. I'm not this enough. I'm not that. Again, it's not enough. And one of the things that you said recently about karma is that as karma gets cleared away here, it's clearing it away through the entire universe, through all time and space, really. And I'm happy if you just point me to a reading or something, because I don't understand. That sounds to me like a kind
of... Well, Mark, you don't need to understand it. You don't need to understand it. That's part and parcel of believing the energy flows through me. I mean, this is how ego does it to us. Because it wants to, for instance, when you say, because of where I come from, because of the, well, what all you're describing is something wrong, not enough.
Yes.
Which is the formation of ego, right? So to then add a layer of understanding about how ending suffering in suffering for, it's just not helpful. So what's really helpful is to just bring it down to what, just notice how that voice is talking to you, how much you believe it is you, even when it calls you you, and that's the way we begin to have the experiences that position us to simply realize, not to understand or know or figure out or any of those things, but simply to have a direct experience of how it all works. Okay.
Yeah, yes, I get it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'll get
you
back.
You are so welcome. All right. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah,
all right.
I will.
Thanks, Mark.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. It's amazing, right, Cherry, how when we're so present to what is, that conditioning to figure it out shows up and takes us out of that moment. I think that's what you were pointing at, right?
Oh, yes. And what we're talking about in practice all the time with the various places that we get to is how it all comes down to the same thing. What we're becoming aware of in awareness practice is all of the ways that we get tripped up into believing that imaginary world of ego is real. Mm-hmm. It's what we're always talking about. At least that's what I'm always talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And I'm hoping other people will talk about it with me because I find it incredibly exciting.
Well, that's a sort of minor, a preview to something that we're going to be looking at soon. So, yes.
That's exactly right. Do you want to say where people should look for it?
Well, in the coming newsletter, and I believe you're going to do a workshop, so watch out.
That's exactly right. Okay, very good.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Delaware.
Well, hello, Jamie. What are you seeing?
Well, what I have been looking at in this session is when I'm considering giving money to an organization, person, what goes on in my thinking, and I see that in a lot of the different months, the voice of should is regardless of the specific focus, it's there a lot. And the voice of the judge telling me that I'm not doing enough of this or I'm not doing that, and the should and the judge can take opposite sides of something. It can tell me one time I'm not generous enough, and then it can tell me I'm being too generous.
That's right. That's right. You're being a fool, Jamie. You're just being duped. Yeah. Yes,
right.
Exactly so. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I project what you're seeing in this is that both of those are what's maintaining an imaginary reality, an alternate reality. So there's you, there's Jamie going about in life doing whatever he's doing, right? But he should be doing something else. And if he were different, or if he did something different, then he would be a better right person. So both of those are maintaining this idea that there's an alternate Jamie who would be a much better Jamie than this one that you're going around as.
Right. And that theoretically there's this right decision or right way thing to do that I never quite get to.
Oh, absolutely you don't. Right. Absolutely you don't. Because if you ever did, then that you would start catching on to what that game actually is. Right? And so that's just never going to happen, because the ego that's being maintained in that is maintained in something wrong and not enough. And what it's using is your goodness. Because, because first of all, you are a good person. And second, you really want to be a good person.
Right.
And that's what ego can then use against you. Because every time it says, well, you know, you didn't do that. And no, that, you know, you were wrong about it. You were off the mark there. Then you feel bad. And you look to it to tell you how to be a better person.
Yeah, the other voice that comes in sometimes, which is tricky, is, oh, I'll just give up, and none of this makes any sense, and I don't have to make any choices, and I'll just do what I want all the time.
But yes, which, you know, level. Jamie, would not be a that would not actually be a bad thing to experiment with.
Okay? Right.
Because my prediction is, what you're going to find out when those voices are not dragging you around is that you're a fine human being. And that, in fact, you are generous. And, in fact, you like to participate. And, in fact, you...
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I think all the voices don't mean, the way I'm thinking, it doesn't mean I can't do a budget or examine my spending and see that I might be able to use it more efficiently.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
because as long as what you're talking about is coming to center, bringing conscious awareness, maybe get out the old recorder, have a conversation with the mentor, sit still with it, just exactly the process that we're doing here. Reveal all the voices of ego, see what's, yes, absolutely. That is absolutely what we want to be doing.
Right. It's just sort of dealing with truth without judgment,
Give
information.
No shoulds, no judgment. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But information isn't bad just because it's more information.
That is exactly so. And the main thing the information gives us is how we're being hoodwinked by those voices in our head. That's the main information we get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All
right.
Well,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad to see that. And keep working on this. Keep looking at it.
Exactly.
All right.
We will keep on. Thank you, Jamie.
Yes. Gasho, and go happy.
Gasho, go happy.
Thanks, Jamie. That is so wonderful, right, Sherry, that when we get that actual intelligence is information all the time. And what if we're present for information undiluted by conditioned interpretation, we're always being taken care of in that way.
Yes. Yeah. And in that simple way, so we have should and judgment, which is perfect. You know, they're and they just get on opposite sides of whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so that if we realize, well, I'm suffering over this particular piece of content, right? Well, then I want to bring conscious awareness to it. And that's where awareness practice really comes in exactly the way we're doing in this year-long retreat, mm-hmm. right? So step by step by step by step, we can apply this process to every piece of content in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and conscious awareness is really information without
judgment. Oh, precisely.
Yeah.
Without spin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, well, maybe not.
I thought I heard somebody coming on, but it might have been you that I was hearing.
Nope. I can't mute that caller either, so that's weird. Okay, let me try to bring someone else on, Cherry, but there is a caller who's live, who's not muted. Here's our next caller.
Okay.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin in Kent here.
Well, hello, Colin. What are you seeing?
Over the last few days, I think most of the things that I was jotting down, it was to do with volunteering my time. And today, the thing I was looking at is why is there all this thing about volunteering my time and not donating money, really? And yeah, that's something that I would tend to... There's a conversation that, oh, well, I haven't got much money, I have to volunteer my time, and that's the better thing to do. But I can remember in the past, when I've perhaps had more money, that it would be the complete opposite of that. And I'd say, oh, I'm going to give loads of money, and it's all money, and I haven't got any time to give. So it just seemed there was a bit of a duality that I'm on seesawing on at the moment. Yes, and question whether that is really true. I think I do actually have money to give, but I sort of think, well, that's mine, and I'm not going to give it. But I'm happy to, well, not happy to. I'm suffering over giving my time.
Right. Oh, well, that is helpful to see, isn't it? So it can just it can just back you into kind of again what we were just talking about with Jamie, right? It can just back you into whatever corner that it doesn't really matter whether we're talking about time or money. The point is you don't have enough and you need to feel bad. Those are the only two constants, right? So whether it's money or time, doesn't matter. You don't have enough and you have to feel bad.
Feel bad about it. Yes, that's right. And I was just really so surprised to see all this when it was just sort of appearing on the page before me, how much sort of suffering there was going on about that. And not really realizing it was anything to do with me, but thinking that it was all to do with all these other people that were kind of ruined my life. And I'd never noticed. I was sort of getting really sort of quite angry and frustrated, I think, with my efforts to give, and never sort of tracking it back to myself, really.
And with that, if I may, Colin, because this is essential information here, that what we're not allowed to do is to bring it back to where the real problem is.
Right.
And that is with a voice in my head, right? Because that it's not that those people, we can very often get to the place of realizing, well, nobody's doing anything to me. Nobody's even saying anything to me, right? But all of this stuff is happening in my head. And so there, now who is the real cause of my suffering? It's not money. It's not time. It's not those people. It's not causes. It's not. It's conditioning. It's ego.
That's right, and all the time it's like all the energy is going into supporting conditioning, really, and I'm not really actually doing any giving at all. And that, I think that was, I suppose I'm giving to ego, aren't I? Really, that's who we are.
Giving. I mean, you're not alone in that. That is exactly right. That is the primary recipient of everything in our life. It gets everything because it gets all of our attention.
Yeah, and I just find that really shocking. I suppose it's that thing, it's like there's taking a position that I'm going to do all this good in the world, and actually it's not actually doing any good in the world at all. It's just serving ego, and not really, I suppose it's like just sort of being annoyed about something and not actually doing anything about it.
Well, right, and the thing that is happening, if we step back again from that, is it's robbing the world of color.
Oh, so I'm not allowed to, it's like almost like I'm not allowed to give the thing that I have to give, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's big.
It is.
It's kind of breathtaking when we see it.
I know.
But that's the bottom line. It doesn't have anything to do with time or money or anything else. The whole point is getting Colin not to give everything to ego, and the second benefit for ego about that is that they're all of Colin's contribution to the world doesn't happen. I mean, that's not total, because obviously you do give to the we know who you are. All right.
Yeah, and that never gets to be expressed. Oh goodness.
Right.
Oh,
okay,
well
have fun with this, okay?
All right, thank you. That's a big one. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Colin.
Lovely. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. Our assignment for today. Is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment. Rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? RL. Example, one side. I can't do one more thing. Maxed out. Second side. You can't say no. It would hurt his feelings. Accommodating.
All right. Very exciting. Thank you, Ashwini.
Sherry.
Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.